Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 14th of April, the 104th day of 2025. We are 261 days away from 2026. Considered to be Japan's first conservationist, political activist Tanaka Shozo holds, "The care of rivers is not a question of rivers, but of the human heart." This past Wednesday, I rode one of my motorcycles down to Falmouth for a checkup and then rode back to Orono. Crossing several of Maine's major streams and rivers en route, such as the Soudabskook, the Sebasticook, the Messalonskee, the Kennebec, the Androscoggin, and the Royal, I marveled along the way at Maine's fabulous fortune. For humans to have all these opportunities to understand themselves by understanding their natural home. Over the weekend, the Maine Canoe and Kayak Racing Organization's Downriver Points Series included the Soudabskook and the Marsh Stream races on Saturday and Sunday, respectively. This coming Saturday, the day before Easter, we'll have the 58th annual 16.5-mile Kanduskeag Stream Canoe Race, starting in the village of Kanduskeag and finishing in downtown Bangor. Organizers at Bangor's Parks and Recreation Department are expecting upwards of 700 paddlers in a variety of human-propelled watercraft, perhaps 360 boats in all. Canadian environmental poet Don Domanski, in addressing the flowing ecology of water, also becomes a conservationist. Here is his poem, River Pieces. "The river holds ghosts that have thickened into salmon. On its banks, weeds grow into children far away from their parents' door. An oak tree beside the water pulls up the shadow of a house that once stood there, or one still to be built, room after room, up through its roots. To walk beside the river, the long walk of the body is a threshing of shadows. To stand by the river is to hear words beginning in the hands, starting as indelible amnesias being forced up through the hands. To listen to the music of the river is to hear a final music, a silk-hedged current transfixed by a mirror and a placing of leaves over the eyes, the age of an evening over the eyes." Heavenward, for the next 2 weeks, our planet will be passing through the Lyrid meteor stream, which will be of varying intensity, with the peak showers happening a week from now. But the Lyrids are also known for uncommon surges, with as many as 100 meteors per hour being viewable in the night sky. The Lyrid meteors radiate from near the bright star Vega in the constellation Lyra the Harp. Meanwhile, this past Saturday's full moon, the pink moon, also known as the breaking ice moon, has now become a waning gibbous moon and is keeping company this week in the southeast sky with the moderately bright star Zubanel Ganubi of the constellation Libra the Scales, and with the bright red star Antares of the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion. Today in 1775 in Philadelphia, the first abolitionist society in the U.S. was organized. Today in 1818, the U.S. Medical Corps was formed. Today in 1828, American lexicographer Noah Webster published an American Dictionary of the English Language. Today in 1841, Edgar Allan Poe published the first detective story, The Murders in the Rue Morgue. Today in 1858, abolitionist John Brown met Harriet Tubman at a constitutional convention in Chatham, Ontario. Today in 1865, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln, while attending a production of Our American Cousin in Washington, D.C.'s Ford's Theater, was shot by Confederate sympathizer John Wilkes Booth. Today in 1902, in Kemmerer, Wyoming, James Cash Penny opened his first store, the Golden Rule Store. Today in 1912, RMS Titanic, the world's largest ocean liner, hit an iceberg off Newfoundland. Today in 1939, American writer John Steinbeck's Great Depression migrant farm worker novel, The Grapes of Wrath, was published. Today in 1952, African American writer Ralph Ellison published his debut novel, Invisible Man. Today in 1935, in Butcher Hollow, Kentucky, coal miner and subsistence farmer Ted Webb and his wife Clary welcomed Loretta. their first daughter into the world. She was named after film star Loretta Young. Loretta Webb was the second born of 8 siblings and bought herself a Sears Roebuck guitar when she was quite young. After teaching herself to play, Loretta began writing country western songs. At age 13, she married moonshiner Oliver Mooney Lynn Jr., also known as Doolittle or Doo, and became a mother within a year. Loretta's first daughter would continue in that tradition, which meant Loretta became a grandmother before she was 30. Meanwhile, Loretta's husband, Doo, would go from radio station, trying to convince DJs to play Loretta's recordings. And eventually he succeeded, which led to Loretta becoming a regular on Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. In the 1970s, while she and Conway Twitty became country music's top duo, Loretta and Doo would go on to have a total of 5 children, of whom one died, and in turn 14 grandchildren would round out the family. Loretta Lynn once said, "If you have heard that there is a woman in your man's life, if you don't know for sure, you can live with it. But if you know for sure, you can't live with it. So I don't want to know for sure. I just go on guessing and singing about it." Today is also the birthday in 1629 of Dutch mathematician, astronomer, and scientist Christian Huygens, in 1866 of the American teacher who educated Helen Keller, Anne Sullivan, in 1876 of the English barrister who owned Stonehenge and gifted it to the British nation, Cecil Chubb, in 1904 of British actor John Gielgud, in 1913 of American actor John Howard, in 1924 of American jazz trumpeter Shorty Rogers, in 1925 of American R&B and jazz guitarist Bill Harris, of American jazz saxophonist, and of American actor Rod Steiger, in 1936 of New York police whistleblower Frank Serpico, in 1938 of American labor activist Lily Ledbetter, in 1940 of British Academy Award-winning actress Julie Christie, in 1944 of American folk rock singer-songwriter Michael Brewer, in 1945 of English guitarist Ritchie Blackmore, in 1946 of Scottish rock guitarist Patrick Fairley, in 1952 of American bass guitarist Kenny Anderson, in 1960 of American actor Brad Garrett, in 1961 of British actor Robert Carlyle, in 1962 of American rock singer and guitarist John Bell, and in 1964 of English actress Gina McKee. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this fourth full week of spring and the 16th week of 2025, and wishing everyone a happy Easter this coming Sunday.